When I talk about AOS, I typically talk about it from an integrator point of view. I'm an integrator. I have an integrator bias. I admit it. But the flip side of that coin is the visionary. And if you get the two together, the right pair, you can achieve amazing things. You can achieve rocket fuel, as Mark Winters refers to it, and as the book calls it. There are something called the five rules, and we're going to talk about those in summary in this particular episode. I typically try to keep these episodes anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes long. Sometimes they go 6 or 7. And of those five rules, we're going to deep dive into each of them in future sessions. But for this time, let's have a little quick summary. So the five rules are, first off, stay on the same page. If the visionary has a vision and a strategy and where they want to go with the company, and the integrator is not in sync, and if the integrator is responsible for executing on that strategy, you find yourself not aligned. And that's not good for anyone. It's not good for the business. It's not good for the team. And we'll go into more detail on that. Second is no end runs. Now, this is actually very difficult for a lot of visionaries. They've usually started a company, they've built the company. It's been their baby, right? And they're used to going in and telling people, this is what I want you to do. But if the integrator on the accountability chart is right beneath the visionary shouldn't be making end runs, going around, and the integrator gets a surprise. Or the integrator finds out that, wait a minute, the CEO or the visionary gave someone else a directive that contradicts what the integrator's done, then you create problems. The third thing is, when there is a tie on the leadership team, if there is indecision, the integrator gets to make the tiebreaker. Not the visionary, the integrator. Visionaries should always be 90 days out at least. The integrator is in day-to-day is going to make sure that vision is being executed on. And when there is indecision on direction, the integrator needs to be the tiebreaker and not the visionary. The fourth thing is, an integrator sometimes works above the business. You're outside the business, but typically you're in the business. In the business means every day you're making things happen. And you have to keep in mind, you're an employee. You're generally not the owner, although there are exceptions. Sometimes an integrator does have some ownership in the business, which can change things a little bit. But I actually have seen people who needed to have a hat. They literally have a hat that says, I'm in the business. And then the day, another day, maybe they're on top of the business or outside looking in to remind them of the perspective they have to keep. And the last one is maintain mutual respect. You are not always going to agree, and that's okay. And in fact, that's actually healthy. The visionary and integrator are different views of the world, and they shouldn't always agree. If you do, you're not asking enough hard questions, frankly. But it has to be done in such a way that it's respectful of each other. It's not personal. You don't offend each other. You can't hate each other, right? You have to have mutual respect. And if you lose that mutual respect or can't attain that mutual respect, as sometimes even happens early, things don't work well. So those are the five rules. Stay on the same page. No end runs. The integrator is a tiebreaker. You're an employee as an integrator when you're working in the business. Maintain mutual respect. We'll be doing follow-ups on each of those points, a little deeper dive into future sessions. Until then, go Rocket. Let's create rocket fuel with our visionary integrator pair.